10.11.
When Neil Armstrong became the first man to walk on the moon on July 20th, 1969, a global audience of 500 million people were watching and listening. As he climbed down the steps from the spacecraft and stepped onto the moon, they heard him say, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." It seemed like the perfect quote for such a momentous occasion. But from the moment he said it, people have argued about whether Armstrong got his lines wrong and made a mistake. James, tell us about it.
Well, Armstrong always said that he wrote those words himself, which became some of the most famous and memorable words in history, during the time between landing on the moon and actually stepping out of the capsule onto the moon. That was almost 7 hours.
And so what is the controversy about what Armstrong said when he stepped down the ladder onto the moon?
The question is, did he say, "one small step for man," or "one small step for a man"? That's to say, did he use the indefinite article or not? It's just a little word, but there's a big difference in meaning. Armstrong always insisted that he wrote, "one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind." Of course, this would have been a meaningful sentence. If you say a man, then it clearly means that this was one small step for an individual man, i.e. himself, but one giant leap for mankind. That's to say, men and women in general. But what everybody actually heard was one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, with no indefinite article. And that sentence means one small step for people in general, one giant leap for people in general. And that doesn't really make sense.
So did he just get the line wrong when he said it?
Well, Armstrong himself was never sure if he actually said what he wrote. In his biography, First Man, he told the author, James Hansen, "I must admit that it doesn't sound like the word is there. On the other hand, certainly the was intended, because that's the only way it makes sense." He always regretted that there had been so much confusion about it, but almost 4 decades later, Armstrong was proved to be right. Peter Shan Ford, an Australian computer expert, used very high-tech sound techniques to analyze his sentence, and he discovered that the was said by Armstrong. It's just that he said it so quickly that you couldn't hear it on the recording that was broadcast to the world on July 20th, 1969.
Was Armstrong relieved to hear this?
Yes, he was. I think it meant a lot to him to know that he didn't make a mistake